the carbon-nitrogen balance. Hello, this is Justin Butts with your Wholesome Heritage Garden. Making your own compost is an easy way to turn your kitchen scraps and raked up leaves into a valuable product for your landscape. If you have normal household waste and a small stretch of lawn, you have everything you need to make your own compost. In essence, compost is a mixture of carbon and nitrogen. The carbon is your raked up leaves, twigs, lawn clippings, and hay. Nitrogen is your kitchen waste, banana peels, fish bones, coffee grounds, and vegetable trimmings. Manure is a perfect example of nitrogen for compost. A good compost pile is roughly 80% carbon and 20% nitrogen. Mixing the carbon and nitrogen material at this ratio causes the pile to heat up or cook at an internal temperature of 140 degrees. Carbon and nitrogen items are easy to tell apart. Carbon-dense material, such as wood chips and raked-up leaves, can take a long time to break down on their own. Nitrogen items, such as rotting vegetables and manure, will decompose rapidly, and they quickly develop an off smell. This off odor is caused by a high concentration of beneficial bacteria, and these bacteria are the key ingredient in a compost pile. As the good bacteria in the nitrogen items feed on the dense carbon material in the pile heats up. The more nitrogen you add to the compost pile, the hotter and faster it cooks. Begin your compost pile with a bed of carbon, such as raked up leaves and twigs. Then add a layer of nitrogen, such as routine kitchen scraps. Immediately cover the nitrogen with another layer of carbon. This layering action prevents off odors and flies by locking the good bacteria inside the pile. Build your pile with alternating layers of carbon and nitrogen until it is 3 feet tall and 3 feet wide. Store-bought compost is expensive, but homemade compost is easy and free. Just remember, 80% carbon, 20% nitrogen, and layer the materials as you go. By harnessing the power of the carbon-nitrogen balance in compost, you can redirect the energy of your household waste back into your own landscape, rather than losing it as trash in a landfill. More information is available at fourstringfarm.com. This is Justin Butts with your Wholesome Heritage Garden.